All right, so this was after an exciting game on Sunday. Let's see, April 28th, as we saw up in North Maple, we saw Vaughan play Simcoe County Rovers, who ended up tying in stoppage time. And I have head coach Zico Marotti, who's going to talk about that and a few questions, all other questions I have. So let's start. Thanks for the interview. But how about your thoughts on tonight's game?
I felt that in the first half we started a little bit slow, and then you know once we got settled in, we started creating a little bit more opportunities. They played with a higher line, so we were able to kind of create spaces in behind.
Yes.
And then in the second half, I felt like we controlled the entire game.
Yes.
We've kept them into their half, and you know we were able to work it side to side and. We had some opportunities, just unfortunately just couldn't get the ball back in the back of the net and felt like we deserved the result today.
Okay. And I don't know, their goal looked like it was, you know, you could say roughing the goalie or something like that. But I'll see on the replay. I was actually looking down and just caught the very end of it. Yeah. So let's see. Looking ahead, there's no playoffs this year. So, I mean, a tie tonight, but how important was it? How important is it? As compared to last year with no playoffs, that you get off to a great start to try and finish first?
I think this season is going to be a lot different than last season for every team because this is now the top 12 teams in the league.
Right.
So it's going to be very competitive. There won't be such a big gap between different teams. So I think right now what we can do is take it week by week and focus on you know, bettering the process, which will ultimately get us the results we want.
All right. Yeah, I remember. Poor old Waterloo, but actually they started in their lower caliber, and they've actually started with a few wins, so good for them. Let's see. Now, the league championship, you did play Toronto FC in front of, you know, BMO Field, bring all the supporters. What did it feel like to be in that game?
It was a fantastic experience for the club, for the organization as a whole. For us as a staff and for the players, of course, first and foremost. And we really enjoyed it. We enjoyed the experience of playing on that type of surface in that competition and playing against a top team.
All right, great. Now, of course, it looks like League One Ontario, they've changed the coefficients of whoever's organizing this Canadian championship. That last year it was Vaughan ended up playing Montreal. And in the MLS, you guys had to play TFC in the MLS, and it looks like Perpetuity, they have the League One Ontario is always like the bottom card of the draw, and they're always going to play the top club. It's always guaranteed to be on the road. So I guess you just put up with it, or you're looking forward to getting back at that competition?
Yeah, I mean that's definitely one of our objectives is to get back there again and compete and get to take part in that competition. So we're definitely excited, but you know we'll take this year as it comes, and we'll take it week by week. And if we do get an opportunity next year to be in the Canadian Championship, we're definitely gonna make sure we get a result out of it.
Yeah, of course. And I would say if you were drawn against a CPL team, I mean preseason, you played York United with 1 week before their season started, and you were pretty competitive, only losing by one goal. I mean that would be more exciting, I think. Anyway, and just to finish, you're the new coach after Jason Beckford has moved on. How does it feel taking over from being an assistant?
Well, last year I had a lead role. I led the majority of the technical side and played a heavy role on the tactical side as well. So, you know, I have a very good chemistry with the players, and we have good trust and respect with one another. So it was an easy transition to come in. You know, the board and management believed in everything that I can bring, and I appreciate the opportunity of being here, and I'm humbled by it. And now it's just about working hard and making sure we maintain the standard and we reach all our objectives.
Okay, great. And, of course, there's, you know, on your resume, a standard that you can speak Spanish, and there you go. With how many players can actually understand Spanish on the team?
Spanish and a little French, actually, is my first language as well. But there's a few Spanish boys and a few French boys as well. So, I mean, I don't know it too well, but, you know, I'm able to throw a few words and understand what they're saying. So.
Yeah, talking directly to them instead of having someone else. Yeah. See.